Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I have just a few thoughts to share in terms of what we've been looking at, living the victorious life. And Romans 8:13 tells us how the old nature can be subdued through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 8:13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's verse 14. So we overcome the works of the old nature through prayer, through studying God's Word and being led by the Holy Spirit. And then just a couple more encouraging thoughts. The Holy Spirit takes over for us and prays when we come to the Lord in prayer. Romans 8:26 states the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then on top of that, a little bit further on in that chapter, verse 34, he tells us that the Lord Jesus also makes intercession for us. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also liveth to make intercession for us. Praise God. And so, beloved, in summary, God wants you blessed, He wants you encouraged, and He wants you to enjoy His favor in a new measure. And I was reflecting on the year of Jubilee that is outlined in the 25th chapter of Leviticus. Every 50 years, Israel was to set it aside as a year of Jubilee. It was a holy memorial festival with a periodical season appointed by God for the readjustment of the social affairs of His people. But also, beloved, it was a type of the gospel of Christ and its power to make men right with God as well as with one another. And so the year of Jubilee was God's accepted time and the day of salvation to many in Israel. Think of that. Remember what Jesus said? He said the Spirit, and this is Isaiah 61, he was reading that in the synagogue, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. This is the gospel, beloved. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. He didn't say that, at least Isaiah does, but at that point, he was preaching the acceptable year, and to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. This is all about us, beloved, that we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. And so, just very briefly, what happened? The trumpet was sounded. It was proclaimed the Day of Atonement. In verse 9, we find that you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And the Lord was just speaking to my heart that for the world, this is a Day of Atonement for all who will hearken to the Lord Jesus. There can be no joyful sound to sinful man apart from His atoning blood. Revelation, the first chapter, tells us that Jesus washed our sins in His own blood. On that day long ago, the trumpet was to sound, but it needed a living man to blow it. Today, we have living saints, you and me, beloved, to proclaim the gospel to the world. In a very real sense, blowing the trumpet is to sound atonement for the sins of men, whomsoever will may come. Christ died for our sins and rose again from the grave. The great trumpet of atonement is being blown by us, his servants, you and me, and many, many others as we work to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. In verse 10, we find proclaim liberty through all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And on the ground of Christ's atonement, beloved, God proclaims liberty to every captive. The sounding of the trumpet calls from the lips of God's children. It's basically the publishing of the gospel of good news. We find that deliverance for the bond slave was immediate and complete on the hearing and believing of the declaration of God's word. The sound was for the ear, but the message was for the heart. And then there was forgiveness, verse 35. If thy brother be waxen poor, thou shalt relieve him. In the year of Jubilee, even the debt and poverty of man did not keep him from enjoying the grace of the Jubilee. To the poor, the gospel is preached. Multitudes who may have much of this world's goods, but they're desperately poor without Christ. While we were yet sinners, our Lord Jesus died for us that we might live. And in verse 5, we find it was to be a year of rest. The gospel of Christ proclaims rest to the weary and heavy laden. What did Jesus say? He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11:28. It was the Sabbath of the Lord, therefore. It was God's rest for his people. It was and is an entering into his rest. David said, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." That's Psalm 116 and 7. And the writer of Hebrews states, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest." Praise God, we do that by faith, Hebrews 4:11. And in verse 19, God said, "You shall eat your fill and dwell in safety." What a glorious gospel we have, beloved. God said he would make them safe and bless them with plenty. God does this in our lives when we receive Jesus as our Savior. He also blesses and supplies our needs. He makes us to lie down, as it were, in green pastures. And when we reach out to trumpet the gospel to others, share, in other words, we declare God's deliverance, salvation, and rest to the weary. And then in verse 13, God says, "Ye shall return every man into his possession." Beloved, think about this. All that was lost through failure and sin was restored through the time of Jubilee. It was a type and shadow. All that was lost in Adam is restored in Jesus. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." We must love the lost so much that we're willing to do anything and everything we possibly can to reach them with the glorious gospel of Jesus, which is the good news. We must love as Christ loves us, and we must forgive as Christ forgives us. And beloved, God is going to turn our days of defeat and sorrow and bondage, debt and spiritual death into a time of jubilee. Praise God. I sense the presence of the Lord, and I'm just going to obey him. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, you are a most precious and chosen vessel to me. As an obedient vessel, you are my treasure. I delight to hear your prayers as well as your praises. I delight to see you fully yielded unto me. Lo, I will strengthen you. I will cause you to grow stronger in my word." And this is a time of jubilee for you also. It's not a time to go back. It's not a time to hold still. It's not a time to tolerate unbelief. "I will be an enemy to your enemies," says the Lord. "Yea, the enemies that would hinder you from serving me. I've seen the battles. I've seen the discouragement. I have felt the weariness, and I have felt those times when you've gone through much tribulation. But behold, I will work with you and in you to bring to pass my perfect will in your life. Hold not back anything from me. I desire all of you, all that you are. And I promise you, you shall have rest. You shall know my deliverance in a new measure. You shall not be alone, and you shall not wilt at the time of battle, but you shall be strong and very courageous, and you shall overcome. You shall be uplifted by the Spirit of the Lord, and you shall know me through my word and through the work of my Spirit in your life in a way you have not experienced before. There shall be abundant spiritual prosperity and blessing, says your God. Only believe, receive, and hold close to your heart all the words that I speak to you. For that which man says cannot be, I will do. That which the world says is foolishness shall be made the salvation of many, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. God does desire to refresh and strengthen his people. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for his people under the old covenant, he does today through the ministry of Jesus. Jesus came to set the captive free, and he hasn't stopped. Now that he's at the right hand of the Father, he's ever living to make intercession for you and for me. Doesn't that thrill your heart? I don't know about you, but it surely does me. And the Holy Spirit is with us as our constant companion and guide to lead us in the ways of righteousness. For his name's sake, praise God. Well, I love you, and I will bring this broadcast to a close, and I pray that your faith is growing stronger in him as we see more clearly into the wonderful things that God has provided us through his many and manifold promises, those exceeding great and precious promises which he's given to you and me. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I'm always eager to uphold my partners, and it's always a blessing to hear from someone new who's been listening and then just been moved on by the Holy Spirit to share whatever's on their heart. I love you. The announcer will share our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.